Welcome to another deep dive. This time, it's all about visual thinking. You know, you've been asking about this, about how using visuals can change how we learn, maybe even unlock some hidden thinking powers. We've got books, articles, research, a whole bunch of stuff to dig into.
I like that, dig into. It's like we're on an archaeological dig, but instead of, you know, old pottery, we're uncovering the secrets of visual thinking.
Right, because it's got to be more than just like looking at pictures, right?
No, absolutely. There's this book, Visual Thinking, The Hidden Gift. It actually says maybe not everyone's brain is wired for just language.
Interesting.
Yeah, it argues that thinking visually with pictures and stuff is its own way of thinking. How our brains take in information, how we actually see the world.
So some people, they're thinking. It's like they're building images in their head, like diagrams or even whole scenes.
Exactly. And the book makes this point that it's not just for artists, you know, scientists, engineers, business people. Anyone can benefit from this. It's like a hidden skill a lot of people don't even realize they have.
That's cool. So it's not about being good at art. It's about how we use our brains to solve problems.
Yeah.
But why should we care? Like, what's the real-world impact of all this?
Okay, that's where it gets really exciting. The transcript from the Visual Thinking Workshop, it makes a strong case for how visuals can totally change the way we learn. You know, we're drowning in information these days, right? Well, visuals cut through all that noise.
So it's like, visuals help us move past just memorizing to actually understanding.
Yeah, totally. And we all get stuck in those language ruts, right? Mm-hmm. Using visuals can break us free, let us see things in new ways. Like Dan Rome in The Back of the Napkin, he talks about this. It's super important in fields like science and tech too. Creating innovators highlights how crucial visual models are.
So visual thinking is a key to innovation, not just in those fields, but anywhere where we have to understand complex stuff.
You got it. But how does it actually work in our brains? Rudolf Arnheim, in his book Visual Thinking, talks about how our visual perception is intelligent. He argues that seeing isn't passive.
It's like when we look at something, our brains don't just record the image. We're thinking about it, making sense of it, right?
Exactly. And Visual Thinking for Information Design, that book adds to this. It explains how our brains handle visual information differently from, like, words. We see the whole picture, not just the parts.
Ah, so using visuals engages our brains more completely. Okay, I see why you're so into this.
Right, and remember, Thinking Visually by McKim, it talks about different kinds of visual imagery. Like, some people think in photorealistic pictures, others in abstract diagrams. Understanding this can help us figure out our own visual thinking style.
Okay, so we've got the what and the why, but how do we actually do it? Got any real-world examples of visual thinking in action?
Ooh, tons. Storytelling's a great one. Matthew Dix in Storyworthy says, a good story uses images to grab our imagination. We don't just hear the words, we see the whole thing.
Makes sense. Like, a good story paints a picture in our minds.
Exactly. And this connects to another big one, systems thinking. Visuals are crucial for understanding complex systems. Donella Meadows nails this in Thinking in Systems. You know, like those diagrams showing how ecosystems work, or those feedback loops.
Feedback loops. That sounds kind of technical.
Yeah, but think of a thermostat, keeping the room at a certain temperature. A diagram could show how it senses the temperature and turns the heater on or off. That's a feedback loop.
Ah, so we can actually see those cause and effect relationships.
Exactly. And those patterns are key to understanding systems, whether it's an ecosystem, the economy, or even your to-do list. That's where tools like Excalidraw and Excalibrain come in, you know, those Obsidian plugins.
So they're like digital sketch pads for our thoughts.
Yes. Think of them as canvases for your brain. The Visual Thinking Workshop transcript dives into how these tools, along with things like idea decomposition, two-sided notes, and the visual Zettelkasten, can really boost learning.
Okay, idea decomposition, two-sided notes, those sound interesting.
They are. Idea decomposition breaks big ideas into smaller, manageable pieces that you can then visualize. And two-sided notes, they use both visuals and text, so you get a richer understanding.
And the visual Zettelkasten, that's like a digital filing system for visual thinkers.
More like a web of notes connected visually that grows as you learn. It's like weaving knowledge with pictures. But I know what you mean. It can seem like visual thinking is this artsy, free-flowing thing.
Right, like only creative types can do it.
Yeah, we gotta debunk that myth. Visual thinking can be totally deliberate and systematic, even logical. Edward de Bono, in Serious Creativity, he emphasizes that. Think of architects using blueprints or engineers with flowcharts.
So it's not about drawing skills. It's about using visuals to think more clearly. and maybe see the world in a whole new way.
Exactly. It's about the mindset. And that's what we're discovering here, how powerful that mindset can be.
So how do we cultivate that? Is it something we're born with, or can we learn it?
Good question. We'll get into that more as we go deeper. But for now, I'd say just be curious, be observant, and be open to seeing things in new ways.
And remember, we don't have to be artists. We just need to be willing to experiment, play with different tools, and see where it takes us.
Yes. And, you know, speaking of exploring, we should mention the Visual Thinking Workshop. It's a self-paced course, and they even offer a cohort-based learning option.
Cohort-based, what's that?
It's basically learning with a group. And they found that learning visual thinking together can spark more creativity, more collaboration, bouncing ideas off others, seeing their visuals. It can lead to breakthroughs.
Makes sense. Sometimes we need that spark from others to get our own creative fire going. It's like visual brainstorming, but on a whole new level.
I love that, visual brainstorming. It's a perfect way to put it. And even beyond specific courses, just surrounding yourself with other visual thinkers can be incredibly inspiring.
That's a great tip. So visual thinking is more than just pretty pictures, right? It's a real skill, a problem-solving tool, a way to learn better. And maybe it can even unlock creativity. But I gotta admit, I'm still a little fuzzy on how it all works in our brains. Is there, like, a secret formula?
Well, it's not so much a formula as it is a different way of processing information. You remember how we talked about the brain handling visuals differently than words?
Yeah, we said visuals are processed more holistically.
Right. We see the whole picture with visuals. And that's why visual thinking can be so powerful. When we see a diagram or a chart or even just a simple sketch, our brains get it faster than if we just read about it.
So instead of just reading, we're like interacting with the information using both sides of our brains.
Precisely. And that leads to deeper understanding. Plus, you remember things better, and you even get those aha moments when things click into place.
Those aha moments are the best.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. Just like there are different learning styles, there are different types of visual imagery. Some people think in photorealistic images, others in diagrams, and some in a mix. The key is to find what works best for you.
Makes sense. So it's not one size fits all. We all have our own visual language, our own way of making sense of things.
I love that visual language. It's about finding your own way to express your thoughts visually.
This is fascinating. But I gotta confess, I always thought I wasn't a visual person because I can't draw.
Oh, that's another myth we need to bust. You don't need to be an artist. Remember, it's not about making masterpieces. It's about using visuals to think more clearly and communicate better.
So my stick figures are okay.
More than okay. Sometimes those simple drawings can be even more effective because they're personal, authentic, and they can spark conversations.
That's good to hear. So how can we develop our visual thinking skills if we're not all born artists?
That's the question, right? We'll dive deeper into that as we go along. But for now, the key is to experiment. Try different things and see what clicks for you.
So just play around and see what happens.
Exactly. There's no right or wrong way. It's about finding your own visual voice, seeing things in a new light, and sparking that creativity. It can help us see things we wouldn't otherwise notice. You know, when we visualize our ideas, we might start to see patterns, relationships, things that were hidden before.
That's like those aha moments, but with pictures.
Yes, exactly. And remember, serious creativity. Edward de Bono talks about techniques like provocation and movement. They can be really powerful, especially for those creative breakthroughs. And visual thinking, it's like a perfect playground for those techniques.
Provocation and movement.
Yeah.
Sounds more like a dance class than, you know, thinking techniques.
So think about it. Provocation is all about challenging what we think we know, asking what if, and then exploring those possibilities. It doesn't matter how crazy they seem. Visuals, they can help us break free from those old assumptions and see things totally differently.
So let's say we're stuck trying to come up with a new product idea. Could we use visuals to imagine something totally wild just to shake things up?
Exactly. And that's where movement comes in. You take those wild ideas and transform them into something new, something that works. Visuals, they help us play with those ideas, combine them in new ways.
So it's like visual thinking helps us come up with those crazy what-if ideas,
yeah.
And it helps us make them into something real.
Yes, exactly. It's a powerful combo. Unlocks creativity, helps solve problems in new ways. But, you know, one thing I find really fascinating about visual thinking is how it connects to this idea of flow.
Flow, like going with the flow.
Well, it's more than that. Flow is when you're totally focused, completely absorbed in what you're doing. Like time just disappears. It's that in the zone feeling where everything just clicks.
Oh yeah, I know that feeling. It's like being on a creative roll.
Right, and guess what? Visual thinking can actually help us get into that flow state.
Really?
Well, visuals are super engaging for our brains. They grab our attention, make us use our imaginations. They help us make connections in ways that words often can't.
So by using visuals, we're more likely to get into that flow state.
Exactly. And there's even research showing that visual thinking can improve focus and concentration. It can boost our overall mental performance.
Wow. It's like visual thinking is the key to unlocking our mental potential or something.
It can be. And, you know, it's not just about individual performance. Visual thinking can help teams work better together, too.
Ooh, how so?
Imagine a team working on a project, something complicated. They could use visual tools to brainstorm solutions, track their progress, things like that.
So it's like everyone's speaking the same language visually. It breaks down barriers, helps people collaborate.
Exactly. And when teams work together visually, they can be so much more creative. You know, we've been talking a lot about adults, but what about kids? Do you think visual thinking can be good for them too?
That's a great question. I've definitely noticed that kids are drawn to visuals. Think about it. They love picture books, colorful toys, anything that sparks their imagination.
Right. Kids are visual learners by nature. Their brains are still developing, and they're taking in so much from the world around them. Visuals, they're a powerful way for kids to make sense of it all.
So if we use visual thinking in their learning, we could really boost their understanding and how engaged they are.
Absolutely. There's actually research on this. Studies have shown that when kids learn things visually, they remember it better, understand it better, and they can even use that knowledge in new situations.
Makes sense. Visuals make learning fun, which is so important for kids, especially since they don't have the same attention span as adults.
Totally. Plus, visual thinking helps kids develop important skills like problem solving and creative thinking.
It's not just about fun. It's about setting them up for success in the long run.
Exactly. And the best part is, visual thinking is easy to start with. You don't need anything fancy. Crayons, markers, paper, even just using your imagination.
So there's no excuse for not using it, whether you're an adult or a kid.
I agree. It's a gift we all have. We just need to use it. And speaking of gifts, visual thinking can be a gift for learning, too.
Right. Learning, it's how we grow and change.
Exactly. And visual thinking can make learning so much better, more engaging, more meaningful.
Okay. Tell me how it works.
Well, remember we talked about how our brains are wired for visuals. That's key. When we see an image, it triggers all these associations in our brain, connecting the new information to what we already know.
So it's like building a web of understanding visually.
Yeah.
Each new piece of info gets connected to what we already know.
Exactly. That's why mind maps and concept maps work so well for learning. They organize information in a way our brains like, showing those connections visually.
So we're not just memorizing, we're understanding how things connect, how they fit into the bigger picture.
Yes. And visuals can help us see that bigger picture, too. It's like, you know, seeing the forest for the trees.
Right. Got it. So any other ways visual thinking makes learning better?
Oh, yeah. It makes learning fun and engaging.
That's always good.
Right. When we use visuals, we're using different parts of our brains, and it makes learning more stimulating. We remember things better.
So it's like a brain workout.
I like that. And when learning is engaging, we actually use what we learn in real life.
It's not just about memorizing for a test. It's about actually making that knowledge useful.
Exactly. And you know, one of the coolest things about visual thinking is how it helps us understand complex systems.
Ah, systems thinking. We talked about that earlier. Can you remind me how those connect?
Sure. Systems, remember, they're all about how things are interconnected and those feedback loops. This can be really hard to explain with just words.
Right. They seem so abstract.
Yes. But when we use visuals, like diagrams, maps, or charts, it all becomes much clearer.
It's like we can see those invisible connections, the things that make this system work.
Exactly. And once we understand those systems, we can understand the world better. We can make smarter choices. Speaking of understanding, maybe we should talk about how visual thinking helps us communicate better.
Communication skills.
Yeah.
Really, I thought visual thinking was more about what goes on inside our heads.
That's a common thought, but it's not the whole story. Visual thinking can totally change how we communicate with others, too.
Okay, I'm curious. Tell me more.
Well, think about it. We're drowning in information these days. Data, reports, articles, presentations. It's nonstop.
Yeah, it's like drinking from a fire hose. Information overload.
Exactly. So it's super important to be able to communicate clearly, you know, get your message across. And that's where visual thinking comes in.
I see the connection, but how does it help?
Okay, first of all, visuals cut through the noise. A good image or a well-designed diagram can grab attention and deliver info fast. Plus, people remember them.
Right. A picture's worth 1,000 words. Maybe more like 1,000,000 these days.
Totally. And you know, attention spans are getting shorter and shorter. Visuals are key to getting your message across quickly. But it's not just about being flashy. They also help explain things better.
I can see that. Sometimes words aren't enough, especially if the topic is complex.
Right. That's where visuals shine. A good diagram can make a complex thing instantly clear, even if you've never heard of it before.
So it's like they're a bridge between our minds, helping us share those complex ideas in a way that everyone gets.
Yes, exactly. And this isn't just for presentations either. Visual thinking can help with everyday conversations, social media, even creative writing.
Wow, it really can change the way we communicate. It's like we're learning a new language, a visual one, that helps us connect with people.
Love that. It's like we're adding new tools to our communication toolbox, tools that help us express ourselves better and connect with others on a deeper level.
This is great. But I gotta confess, I'm not naturally a visual person. I'm more of a word person. Can someone like me actually learn to communicate visually?
Oh, absolutely. Remember, visual thinking is a skill. Anyone can learn it. It's not about being a great artist. It's about using visuals as tools to think and communicate better.
So even if I can't draw a straight line, I can still learn.
Totally. You might even find that your visual style, even if it's a little different, works even better for communicating your ideas. It's about finding your visual voice.
That's encouraging. So how can I start? What are some easy ways to use more visuals?
Good question. Start by paying more attention to the visuals around you. Notice how images are used in ads, design, even art. Pay attention to colors, shapes, how things are put together.
So it's like training my eyes to see the world differently, noticing those visual details I might have missed before.
Exactly. And try experimenting with different tools. Sketch out your ideas. Play with colors, fonts, maybe even create mood boards to capture a feeling or an idea.
So it's about having fun, trying new things, being open to different ways of doing things.
Exactly. The more you practice, the more confident you'll become. And you know what? I think it's time to introduce another powerful visual thinking tool, the concept map.
Concept map. That rings a bell.
Yeah, it's a way to show how different ideas are connected visually, kind of like a mind map, but it's more about showing how ideas relate, not just brainstorming.
So it's like a visual roadmap of how knowledge works.
Exactly. And when we create these maps, we get a much deeper understanding of how ideas fit together, how they build on each other, and how they relate to the bigger picture.
That sounds really helpful, especially for those complicated topics. How do you actually make one?
First, you got to figure out the main ideas, the key concepts you want to include. Think of it like the main topics from a lecture, the important ideas in a book, or even the steps in a process.
So if it's about visual thinking, maybe we'd start with things like visual perception, visual representations, visual tools, stuff like that.
Yep, exactly. Then you arrange them in a hierarchy with the most general ideas at the top and more specific ideas branching out below.
So visual thinking would be at the top, with branches for visual perception and visual representations, and then even more branches for specific tools and techniques.
You got it. And then you connect those concepts with lines or arrows and label each connection to show how they relate.
So we might have a line between visual perception and visual representations, labeled influences or shapes.
Exactly. And by doing that, we're not just showing the relationships, we're making ourselves think deeper about how those ideas are connected.
This makes sense. But it seems kind of daunting to create one from scratch. Are there any tools or templates to help?
Oh, totally. There's lots of concept mapping software out there and tons of online resources with templates and examples.
Good to know. And what do we do with a concept map once it's made?
Lots of things. You can use it as a study guide for reference or even as a visual aid for a presentation. They're great for organizing info, making connections, and explaining complex things.
This is really cool. It's like having a visual blueprint for understanding.
Mm.
But, you know, we've been talking a lot about how visual thinking helps individuals. Could it make a difference on a larger scale? Like, could it impact organizations, communities, or even society as a whole?
Oh, that's a great question. And yeah, I totally believe it can. Think about it, many of the problems we face, things like climate change or social injustice, they're complex and systemic.
Right. They're not the kind of problems that have easy answers.
Exactly. We need to think differently to see how everything's connected, understand those feedback loops. We need creative solutions.
And those are all things that visual thinking can help with.
Precisely. Visual thinking can break those huge problems into smaller, bite-sized pieces. Makes it easier to understand the root causes and find possible solutions.
It's like drawing a map of the problem so we can see the big picture and how everything connects.
Yes. And by seeing that map, we can figure out where to make changes. The places where even small changes can make a big difference. We can see how different parts of the system work together.
So visual thinking makes us better problem solvers, not just for ourselves, but for everyone.
Exactly. And this is where collaboration is key. Visual thinking brings people together, helps them talk to each other, and find solutions.
I can see that. Visuals can go beyond language, beyond culture. You know, they create a shared understanding.
Totally. And when people can see the problem together, share their ideas visually, decisions are made in a more inclusive way, and that leads to better outcomes for everyone.
That's so important. So often, decisions are made by a few people, and they might not represent everyone's perspectives.
You're right. Visual thinking can change that. When there's a visual language that everyone understands, more people can participate in the process, and that's how we get to more fair and sustainable solutions.
This is inspiring. Visual thinking can change our own lives. Andy helped make the world a better place.
I agree. It's powerful stuff. Now, maybe we should switch gears a bit and talk about visual note-taking.
Visual note-taking. Sounds cool. Is it like sketchnoting?
Yeah, kinda. It's about capturing information with visuals. But visual note-taking is more about capturing the main points of a conversation, a lecture, a meeting, you know.
So it's like creating a visual summary.
Exactly. It's really useful for learning, remembering, and even for sharing information with others.
Okay, tell me more. I'm interested.
Well, imagine you're in a lecture. The speaker is talking about something complicated. You could try to write down everything they say, but you'll probably end up with tons of notes that are hard to understand and even harder to remember later.
Oh, yeah. I know that feeling. My notes usually look like a big jumbled mess.
Exactly. But with visual note-taking, you can capture the same info in a way that's easier to understand and remember. Use little sketches, icons, diagrams, and use color and different fonts to highlight the important stuff.
So I'm not just writing things down. I'm thinking about the information, trying to make sense of it, and then drawing it out.
Right. And when you do that, you not only remember things better, you actually understand them better, too.
But I'm not a great artist. Can I still do it?
Of course. Remember, it's not about being a pro. It's about capturing the information in a way that makes sense to you. You don't need to be Picasso to take visual notes. Sometimes simple sketches are even better.
Phew. So my stick figures are okay.
They're more than okay. The important thing is that you develop your own visual language, something that works for you.
That's good to hear. But what are the benefits? Besides remembering things better, I mean.
Well, with visual notes, you can see connections that you might miss if you were just writing things down. When you're drawing things out, you have to think about how they relate to each other, and that can lead to all sorts of aha moments.
So visual note-taking forces me to think more deeply about the info, to connect the dots and see the bigger picture.
Exactly. Plus, it helps you remember things later on. Studies show that people who take visual notes remember the information better weeks or even months later.
Wow, that's really cool. So it's not just about capturing the info in the moment. It's about creating something I can go back to later.
Right. It's like a lasting record of your learning. And you know what? Visual notes are also great for sharing what you've learned. They make presentations more engaging, reports more persuasive, even social media posts more interesting.
Yeah, I can see that. Visuals grab your attention, explain things quickly, and people remember them.
Exactly. And when you share your visual notes, you're not just sharing information. You're sharing your way of thinking, your way of seeing the world.
This is so inspiring. It's like visual note-taking can help me learn better, remember things, communicate better, and even make a difference in the world.
Yes. It's powerful stuff. You know, I think we should talk about how visual thinking connects to problem solving now.
Problem solving. I can see how it might help with brainstorming, but I don't get how it would help with actually solving a problem.
Think about it this way. A lot of problems, whether it's in our personal lives, at work, or even global issues, they're complicated and have many sides to them. There are lots of different factors. They're connected in complex ways, and often there's a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah, they're not the kind of problems you can just plug into a formula and get an answer.
Exactly. We need to think differently, see the whole picture, find patterns, and come up with new and creative solutions.
And those are all things that visual thinking can help us do.
Precisely. Visual thinking gives us tools to break those problems down, make sense of the mess, and find a way to solve them.
Okay, I see what you mean. But how does it actually work? How does it help us become better problem solvers?
One of the most powerful ways is through visualization. When we visualize a problem, whether we draw it out, create a mind map, or just imagine it, we're using different parts of our brain. It makes us more creative and open to new possibilities.
So it's like we're seeing the problem from different angles, thinking about it in new ways.
Exactly. And when we do that, we're more likely to find solutions we might not have thought of otherwise.
Makes sense. But sometimes problems feel so big and complicated, I don't even know where to start. Can visual thinking help with that too?
Absolutely. Visual thinking helps break those big problems down into smaller pieces.
So we don't try to solve everything at once. We focus on one part at a time.
Right. And by doing that, you start to see how those pieces connect, figure out what's really causing the problem, and then come up with solutions for each part.
This is starting to make a lot of sense. But I'm a pretty logical thinker. I like to take things step by step. Can visual thinking still be helpful for someone like me?
Of course. It's not just for visual or creative people. It's a skill that everyone can benefit from, especially people who like to think logically. It's like adding another tool to their problem-solving toolbox.
So I don't have to be good at drawing to use it.
Nope. There are tons of visual tools that don't require any artistic skills. Like you can use sticky notes to brainstorm, make flowcharts to map out processes, or build models to represent different systems.
So it's about finding what works for me for my way of thinking.
Exactly. And now I think it's time to talk about how visual thinking connects to decision-making.
Decision-making. Isn't that more about logic and analysis?
Well, logic and analysis are definitely important, but there's more to it than that. Our emotions, our gut feelings, and our values, those matter too.
Right. Sometimes we make decisions based on a feeling.
Exactly. And visual thinking can actually help us with that. Visuals can tap into those parts of our brain that aren't about logic, helping us to connect with our emotions and intuition and use those in our decision making.
So we're making more well-rounded decisions, not just based on facts and numbers, but on how we feel about things too.
You got it. And I think now would be a good time to look at some specific techniques and tools that can help us use visual thinking to make better decisions.
I'm ready. Tell me more. What are some of your favorites?
Well, one technique I really like is called visual brainstorming. It's all about generating ideas and exploring options visually using things like whiteboards, sticky notes, and markers. The key is to create a space where everyone feels safe to share their ideas no matter what they are.
So it's like creating a space where ideas can flow freely without judgment.
Exactly. And when you do that, you can tap into the creativity of the whole group and come up with ideas you might not have thought of on your own.
That's really cool. But sometimes, even after brainstorming, it's hard to choose the best idea.
Mm.
Can visual thinking help with that too?
Definitely. There's a tool called a decision matrix. It helps you compare different options based on what's important to you. It's a simple table where you list the options and the criteria you're using to make the decision. Then you rate each option on each criterion, maybe on a scale of 1 to 5.
So it's like a visual scorecard for each option.
Yes. And by seeing the data visually, it's easier to make a decision that feels good.
I like that. But sometimes, even after making a decision, I still have doubts. Can visual thinking help with that too?
For sure. One technique that I find helpful is future self journaling. It's about writing a letter to your future self, imagining you've already made the decision and experienced all the good things that came from it.
So it's like creating a picture in your mind of the future you want, and then using that to feel good about your decision and move forward.
Exactly. By writing that letter, you're basically experiencing the positive outcomes in advance, and that can really help with those doubts.
This is amazing. It seems like visual thinking can really change the way we make decisions. It's not just about logic. It's about using our emotions, our intuition, and our values to create the future we want.
I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, maybe it's time to talk about visual storytelling now.
Visual storytelling. That sounds interesting. I love a good story, but I've never thought about it in a visual way.
Think about it. Stories are all about creating pictures in our minds. We use words to paint those pictures, evoke emotions, and take our listeners to different places and times.
Right. A good story makes you feel like you're right there in the middle of it all.
Exactly. Visual storytelling takes that even further, using images, graphics, and other visual elements to make the story come alive.
So it's like adding another dimension to the story.
Exactly. And, you know, visual storytelling isn't just for professionals. We can all use visuals to make our own stories more engaging, whether we're sharing them with friends or posting them online.
That's cool. But I'm not a visual artist. Can I still use visual storytelling?
Absolutely. You don't need to be a pro to do this. You can use photos, videos, illustrations, even just simple sketches.
So it's about finding the visuals that work best for my story.
Exactly. And I think it's a good time to talk about some specific techniques and tools that can help us tell better stories visually.
Okay, I'm listening. What do you suggest?
One technique I really like is called storyboarding. It's a planning tool that's often used in movies and animation, but it works for any kind of story.
How does it work?
Well, you create a series of boxes, each one representing a scene or important moment in your story. Then you sketch out what happens in each scene.
So it's like creating a visual outline, a way to see the whole story laid out.
Exactly. And by seeing it visually, you can catch any problems in the story, like missing pieces or things that don't make sense. You can also try different ways to order the scenes to make the story more impactful.
Makes sense. But sometimes, even with a plan, it's hard to bring a story to life. Can visual thinking help with that?
Definitely. There's another technique called sensory detail. It's about using vivid language that appeals to all five senses. Sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch.
So instead of just saying, the room was dark, I might say, the room was so dark I could feel the shadows closing in on me.
Exactly. When you use sensory details, the story becomes much more real for the listener.
This is great. It's like visual storytelling can totally change how we share our experiences and connect with others.
I agree. You know, maybe we should shift gears a bit and look at how visual thinking can be used in education.
Visual thinking in education, that seems like a perfect match. Because kids are natural visual learners, right?
Absolutely. And there's more and more research showing that using visual thinking techniques in the classroom can really help kids learn better.
Okay, I'm interested to hear more.
For one thing, visual thinking can help students understand those tough concepts. When they can see how different ideas connect, it's easier for them to make sense of it and remember it.
Right, it's like creating a visual map of the information.
Exactly. Visual thinking also helps students develop their critical thinking skills. When they're asked to create visual representations of what they're learning, they have to think deeply about it, pick out the important parts, and organize it in a way that makes sense.
So they're not just passively learning, they're actively engaging with the information.
Right. And it can also help them become more creative. When we encourage kids to think visually, they come up with new ideas and solutions more easily.
It's like we're giving them new tools to explore and express themselves.
Exactly. And there are tons of ways to incorporate visual thinking in the classroom. Teachers can use things like diagrams, charts, and maps. They can have students create mind maps and concept maps. And they can even use visual storytelling to make learning more fun and engaging.
This is really inspiring. It's like visual thinking can change the whole learning experience for both teachers and students.
I agree. You know, maybe we should shift our focus a bit now and talk about how visual thinking connects to personal growth.
Personal growth?
Yeah.
I don't quite see the connection. How can visual thinking help us grow as individuals?
Well, personal growth is about understanding ourselves, right? Knowing our strengths and weaknesses, what we value, what we believe in, our goals. And visual thinking can help us do all of that.
Okay, now I'm curious. Tell me more.
For one thing, visual thinking can help us figure out our core values. We could create a vision board, which is like a collage of images that represent the things that are most important to us.
So it's like a visual representation of the best version of ourselves, the person we want to be.
Yes, exactly. It's like a visual roadmap for our personal growth journey.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we use visual thinking to figure out those limiting beliefs we have, those negative thoughts that hold us back?
One way is to create a thought map. You start by writing down the belief, like I'm not good enough, and then branch out from there, exploring all the thoughts and feelings connected to it. When you see those connections visually, you can start to understand how those negative thoughts are affecting you. Then you can start to challenge them.
So it's like we're bringing those hidden beliefs out into the open.
Exactly. And once you've identified them, you can use visual thinking to create affirmations. Those are positive statements that can help counteract the negativity.
So maybe we could create a picture of ourselves achieving our goals, living our best life, and use that as inspiration.
Yes, exactly. And visual thinking can even help us set and achieve those goals. Remember vision boards.
Yeah. Do those actually work?
Well, the idea is that when you visualize your goals, you're sending a strong message to your subconscious mind. And that can help make those goals a reality.
It's like we're planting seeds and then using visual thinking to help them grow.
I like that. It's a great way to think about it. You know, I think it's time to wrap up our deep dive into visual thinking.
Already. I feel like we've just scratched the surface. There's still so much more to learn.
I know, right? It's been an incredible journey. We've explored the science behind it, learned about all sorts of visual tools and techniques, and discovered how visuals can change how we learn, how creative we are, how we communicate, how we solve problems, make decisions, and even how we grow as individuals. Plus, we talked about how it can even make a difference in the world.
It's been mind-blowing. But you're right, we should probably wrap things up. So, for our listener, what's the one key takeaway about visual thinking?
The most important thing to remember is this. Visual thinking is more than just a skill. It's a way of thinking. It's about seeing connections, finding meaning in the patterns around us, and appreciating the beauty in those connections.
That's a great way to put it. And remember, visual thinking isn't just for artists. Anyone can benefit from it.
Absolutely. Whether you're a student, a teacher, a business person, a parent, or just someone who's curious about the world, visual thinking can help you learn better, communicate more clearly, solve problems in new ways, and live a more fulfilling life.
So, to everyone listening, we encourage you to explore the power of visual thinking. Let your imagination run wild, try new things, and never stop learning.
And remember, the journey of visual thinking is all about exploring and discovering. Embrace the challenge, have fun, and see where it takes you.